The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
Chad Holmes, everybody, 98.9 Bull Falls Radio.
Chad.
And happy 50th birthday to start the show today to Sue's Ginseng.
The best ginseng in the world, as far as I can tell.
I'm no connoisseur by any means, but I know that 98% of all the ginseng in the United States that's exported comes out of Marathon County in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Yeah, representing.
So happy 50th birthday to our friends at Sue's Ginseng.
All right, guys.
All right, let's make a quick phone call here before we start.
Let's do it.
So you remember when Chris Lemke went down to Orlando, Florida for us to go to Red Lobster?
Yeah, she kind of did some detective work.
Yeah, it was great. She accomplished a lot. She went to corporate and put in a good word for Wausau.
Yep, got a lot of information about what floor to go to.
And of course, we always like to preface by saying we love our local restaurants.
Love you guys.
But in 2012 and 2018, Wausaunians voted and they were asked, which national restaurant chain would you like to come to Wausau? And Wausaunians said, Red Lobster. So obviously, we've been on our quest with the lobster bus and everything.
Yeah, apparently Wausau overwhelmingly wants a Red Lobster.
Red Lobster just got a new CEO. He's only 35 years old.
I heard.
That'd be cool to be the CEO of Red Lobster.
35 years old.
35. That's pretty good.
Pretty impressive.
And before he took the job at Red Lobster, he went around the country and visited all sorts of Red Lobsters and had meals and talked to the employees and talked to customers and said, hey, what do you love and what do you hate? What do you like? What do you not like about Red Lobster?
Ooh,
and feet did all on this the street. Research. Yeah, smart.
Yeah, market research.
Market research. This guy's no moron.
No, he's no dope.
Well, he actually went to Harvard.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Like Will from Sue's Ginseng, he went to Harvard. Maybe Will knows him, maybe. So I think we need to send something to corporate to his name is, oh god, it's a really hard name.
Oh boy, here we go.
Do you want to try to pronounce it?
Yeah, let me give
here,
it a
try
shot.
To pronounce that.
That's kind of my job here on the Wausau Business Show. Whoa, okay.
Pronunciation.
Damola Adamalekin.
Okay.
Damola Adamalekin, I'm going with.
So Chris, when she was down there, she figured out which levels, which floor was corporate at the corporate headquarters. You know, they have a whole building, but she figured out that the CEO is on the 10th floor of the corporate location. They have a number of different floors at their corporate headquarters in Orlando, Florida.
Including some sort of test kitchen on the first floor.
Right. And she said they only work from Monday to Thursday.
That's
and on Fridays, they bounce back home, I guess. They fly back home.
I wonder if Damola's going to work on Fridays. Seems
we'll
like
find
a hard
out.
Worker.
But I think we should maybe send him a little treat to congratulate him. We could send him cheese from like the milk merchant or something.
Sure.
But I think we should also send him some other stuff. Let's just make a call.
Okay.
Thank you for calling In Boom Forest, Orlando. This is Winnie.
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 Yes.
Oh, were you named after a Disney character? Being in Orlando, I thought, yeah, maybe.
I'm basically, I am named after it, but.
You are? Well,
Winnie
this
the
is,
Pooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
Winnie
cool,
the Pooh.
Very cool. Well, my name's Ryan. This is Paul. We're calling from a show in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA called the Wausau Business Show. You're in Orlando, right?
Yes, we are in Orlando.
Perfect.
Okay, cool. We'd like to order a dozen roses, red, please. They have to be red.
Yeah.
We love it.
Okay, yeah, we can definitely do that.
Okay.
Do you want long stem or medium stem?
What do you think Damola would like, Paul? Long or medium?
What do you prefer, Winnie?
The long stem, they look nicer. More, I feel like they're more sturdier.
Okay, yeah.
Nice. Well,
can we get a little baby's breath in there intermingled too?
Yeah. We can definitely include baby's breath.
Okay. These are going to the Red Lobster headquarters.
Okay.
Do you know where that is?
Red Lobster.
It's 450 South Orange. 10th floor. 10th floor.
10th floor.
And then I have the name of the gentleman that they'll be going to.
Okay, give me one moment.
Paul's going to pronounce that.
I'll pronounce it, but we're going to have to spell
it. What is their name?
Okay, here we go. His name is Damola. Damola Adam.
Damola.
Adamalekin.
Yeah, the last name is Adamalekin.
Okay, how do we spell both of those?
Mekalika Haim, Mekin Haini Hole.
Yeah.
Damola.
D-E-M. O-L-A.
And then Adamalekin is A-D-A-M-O-L-E-K-U-N.
E-K-U-N. And
that's right.
That's right. He's a really smart guy. He's the new CEO of Red Lobster.
Oh, wow.
So we need to congratulate him.
Awesome.
Yeah. Very important person. Yeah.
And then do you happen to have a good phone number for the Red Lobster? We can reach for delivery instructions.
Whatever it has on there.
Basic.
Sure.
Yeah,
473.
Perfect.
407-734-19.
Great. That's it. Yeah, that's got to be it.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay, no worries. And
we have a message.
You want the card message.
God, I thought you'd never ask. I can't wait. Well, we'd like it to say congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
We love Harvard way more than Yale.
We love Harvard way more than Yale.
Exclamation point.
Yeah.
Really ingratiate ourselves.
Yeah.
Please visit Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Please visit what Wisconsin?
Wausau. W-A-U-S-A-U. USA. W-A-U-S-A-U.
W-A-U-S-A?
U.
Oh, USA U.
Yeah. Okay. W-A-U-S-A. You.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
USA.
USA.
And then just love Ryan and Paul.
Yep.
Ryan.
Yeah. And Paul. Paul. Yeah. And from the Wausau Business Show.
The Wausau Business Show.
Perfect.
And then lastly, we'll get an email address. We'll send you an invoice and a delivery confirmation out.
Perfect. Info at wausaubusiness.com.
info@wausaubusiness.com.
Mm-hmm. You think you could deliver those Monday?
Yeah, we could definitely do a Monday. That's great.
Now we hear he's not in the office today. He's probably playing golf.
Perfect. That makes sense.
You should come and visit Wausau too, Winnie.
Okay. You know, yeah. What is in Wausau?
Lots of good stuff.
Do you downhill ski? You're from Orlando.
I've always wanted to go skiing.
Yeah. Oh, we got a great world-class ski hill.
Yeah, we don't have any over here.
Yeah, Granite Peak, it's called. It's the tallest point Grand in the Midwest. Peak? Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. That gives me a reason to visit Wisconsin.
We look forward to welcoming you. Bring Demola when you come.
Okay. I will get in contact with him. And
all right. Perfect.
We'll book our trip together.
Are you a fan of Red Lobster?
A little bit. Okay. I haven't been there too much, but I love the dinner roll brisket thing.
The cheddar biscuits. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
My favorite. I love me some carbs.
Yeah.
Carbs. We'll give you our credit card information off the air here. Okay. We're going to start the show now.
Thanks, Winnie.
Yay.
Officially voted in City Pages as one of Wausau's favorite on the radio. And now, here are your supper club and prime rib lover, old-fashioned drinking, fish fry eating hosts, Ryan and Paul.
It's the Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
Good morning, Wausonians.
Good morning.
It is the Wausau Business Show. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
Episode number 24, and we are open for business. Who's coming up on the show this week, Paul?
We got Melissa Langman. Can't wait to talk to her.
Real icon.
Yeah, absolutely.
How many years did she say she was at WAOW TV9?
It's coming up on 33 years at Channel 9.
She looks like she's 25 still.
Agreed.
And you know, the debates took place this week.
That's right.
Trump and Harris. Trump v. Harris.
Yep.
Who's going to be the next president? Nobody knows.
Nope. They went after each other. Did they agree on anything?
I don't know, but we should get into a debate right now. You want to?
I'd do that.
A real official debate.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. And now the Wausau Business Show gets into a polarizing political debate, trying to solve all the problems in America.
Let me start with saying yes.
Oh, no. The answer is clearly no.
No, I've switched.
You flip-flopper. I say yes.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Well, the word you need is yes.
I'm digging my heels in here on no.
You would. The answer, sir.
Go ahead.
Is absolutely not.
Well, that's a fact.
You're 100% wrong, moron.
Moron? You're the doofus.
Moron.
Doofus.
Moron.
Doofus.
Moron. Your answers are just incorrect.
Scoff at that. Nothing that comes out of your mouth is fact. It's all fiction.
Everything that comes out of your mouth is bad. Everything that comes out of my mouth is good.
Speaking of your mouth, I think you should shut your pie hole.
My opponent here, Your Honor, says big.
I didn't say big. I said small. That's been my whole platform this whole time.
I said big.
And I say small.
I said small.
Now I don't remember which one I said, big or small.
Maybe.
All right, I'll go with maybe.
Okay, we can agree on maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Somebody's on the phone. Hello. Oh, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the geopolitical situation going on.
This guy. You're interrupting our debate, sir.
We're talking about serious stuff here. Now he wants to talk about a geopolitical situation.
Hang up on him.
Good riddance.
And this has been the Wausau Business Show,
solving the world's problems.
You're welcome.
Yeah, all right. Hey, okay.
I think we did it.
Well, let's ask these guys what they thought of our debate, Paul.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved it.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Okay. All right. Reasonable.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Everything going on with Jordan Love and the big injury? I think it's time we get an update from Super Bowl sideline reporter Shea Wright.
Okay, let's go.
Hi, this is Shea Wright on the Wasa Business Show. On opening night of the NFL season, Jordan Love suffered an MCL sprain. At first, it was estimated that he would miss 3 to 6 weeks, but Jordan Love was not placed on injured reserve. Matt LaFleur stated that it's still pretty open whether Jordan will play on Sunday. The big question remains, will Jordan Love play or Malik Willis step in? Shea Rice signing off on the Wasa Business Show.
Okay, it's fall ride this weekend in Tomahawk.
Yeah.
A lot of Wasonians taking their hogs up there this weekend, Paul.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Safe ride, everybody.
And it's Beer and Bacon Fest from 1 to 4 today. Bacon.
Ooh.
You had me at Beer and Bacon.
Such a cool event going on at Fern Island from 1 to 4 today.
Beers from so many. We got Oso, Tidal Town, Hinterland, Surly, and even Forward Beverage will be there.
And bacon from Curds of Wisconsin, the Filling Station, and others.
Oink, oink. Oink.
All right, Wasonians, we'll be right back with Melissa Langban.
Yeah.
You know what never broke my heart, Paul?
Go ahead.
An ice cold long neck beer.
Yeah, an ice cold beer never broke my heart.
Ow! Long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. Like diamond rings and football teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart.
Crazy caller Brian from California.
The Mint.
I had tears of joy rolling down my cheeks. The arrival and departure at the Red Lobster was broadcasting genius.
Every entree comes with two warm cheddar biscuits.
Keep up the good work.
As the new mayor of Wausau, I would welcome Red Lobster to our great city.
I can't wait to visit Wausau.
This is the legendary Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
Are we still your favorite radio hosts of all time, Moms?
Absolutely.
Of course you are.
This is Grace Stankey, former Miss America 2023 nuclear engineer, and you're listening to the Wausau Business Show.
I like to refer to him as Robert W. Mo.
The number one show for and about Wausau.
What's that spell? Yeah, you're going to Florida.
Are you kidding?
Okay, what's your favorite Wausau Business Show?
You guys.
Oh, okay, good answer.
The Wausau Business Show.
The University of Wisconsin Stevens Point at Wausau is Wausau's only four-year university, and the UWSP at Wausau staff want to meet and hear from you, Wausau. Now, UWSP at Wausau's Chancellor Thomas Gibson with a message to Wausonians about the four-year UWSP at Wausau's campus.
I would love to see increased support through student enrollment, engagement with our business community. We want to be responsive. We view ourselves as stewards of place. And what that means is that we feel a sense of responsibility to serve the community in which we reside. So my wish would be folks would come in and let us know how might we be helpful, because that's why we exist. I am committed to endeavoring that there continues to be a UWSP presence in Wausau. We understand the importance of having a four-year higher education institution, and I'm committed to sustaining it. Let us know how we can help with talent development. And if there is a need, could we create a degree program together? Could you support your employees through tuition, waivers, or reimbursement? Professional development, executive education. Yeah. Could we provide and help create a conference that's relative to your particular industry? Send your children, your grandchildren, your relatives. Tell them about the dynamic educational opportunity that is UWSP at Wausau right there in their neighborhood. Our faculty are just dynamic folks. I would say that when we have our open houses, please attend, but you need not to wait for an open house. Our campus is open to the public. Our campus is Wausau's campus. Come on in, ask your questions. We can provide a tour. We'll
use
get
the gym.
You
use the gym whenever you want.
Absolutely.
Wausau, we've got an invite from the chancellor himself.
Yeah, there you go.
Check it out.
this campus can be whatever the business community needs it to be.
Absolutely. And I so want to hear from them. And I also want to hear from community members.
Visit uwsp.edu/wausau to get in touch. That's uwsp.edu/wausau.
This is the
Wausau Business Show.
The Wausau Business Show.
With Ryan and Paul.
Ryan Gallagher. And Paul Grinsell.
The Wausau Business Show.
The Business Show. Ooh. And here we are on set at Channel 9 with Melissa Langbeck.
Yeah. Look at the crowd roar, right?
They're on their feet. Yeah. We are actually in the studio. Is this called like Studio A, or what do you refer to this
well,
as?
Well, here at Channel 9, we have a very small studio. This would be the only studio we have. This is actually a former gas station, I've been told. And
it was a gas station.
No. Yes, yes. And it was, this was like the shop area that they worked on the cars.
Okay.
When we remodeled everything, this is the only original part of this building that still exists.
It's beautiful.
Well, it is. It's a beautiful set. It's a very small area, but we use every inch of it that we can.
Yeah, this is where all the magic happens.
Get a lot done. Jeez, I mean, the lighting in here is phenomenal. I don't think Paul has ever been lit up so well.
Thank you.
It's nice to have it, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So you started your career at Channel 12, correct?
I did. I actually started in, shall I tell you the year that I started? I graduated from college in 1984.
Okay. From Oshkosh.
Yes, from Oshkosh. Yeah. And started at Rhinelander. Working up in Rhinelander.
Yeah, okay.
And that was in 1985. I think it was May of 1985. I should go back. I actually worked at WRIG and WDEZ.
Oh, Big Rig with Duke Wright.
Yeah. As a copywriter right out of college.
Okay.
And I was only there briefly, 3 months, I think it was.
Yeah, okay.
Then I got the call because I really wanted to go into television and went in. They called me at Channel 12 and I went up there and boy, we had to do everything. I mean, it was...
You kind of had to work your own teleprompter, too, didn't you?
Exactly. Back then? Really? Yes.
One thing I know about Channel 12 is they're kind of famous for the, what's it called when you're looking at the wrong camera and then you have to go to, is there a word for that?
Well, I don't know if there's a word for it, but.
It's called you know what we're talking about.
Looking at the wrong camera.
Well, we have that happen here, too.
It happens to the best.
I don't see it happen very frequently here or ever, but Channel 12. So then you came down to Wausau, to the majors, in 1991, was it?
1991, I started here as a reporter. I worked on weekends and had a great time. I remember I was so frightened. I thought I was going to get fired every day. I'd come in and I worked so hard and we had such a great time and I'm still in touch with a lot of the people that I worked with.
Was that when Kelly Schultz was here?
It is, yes.
Andy Rosgen?
Yes. And I'm in contact with those
people. Where are they? Where's Kelly Schultz and Andy Rosgen these days?
Kelly is out in Washington State.
Okay.
And she and her husband, Keith Blyer, who also worked here.
Right.
They were both redheads, if you remember that.
What are the odds?
And their children as well.
Okay, well.
They live out there, and they're in college now, both of them.
And she's still on the air?
She is in radio now.
Oh.
Yes, she works. She was at KOMO, but I'm not sure if she still is there. I'd have to check on that. But
KOMO, I believe,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, big
correct.
Station.
Yeah. Yes.
And Andy Rosgen, while we're at it?
Andy's been everywhere, let me tell you. He's done a lot of overseas reporting. He does work for ABC. He freelances a lot.
Wow.
And he is in Chicago. So,
Andy's in Chicago. On the air in Chicago. Wow, which station?
Well, he freelances.
Okay.
So I guess it just depends who needs help whenever.
Oh, that is cool.
ABC 7 maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. But you're a Wausonian native, are you not?
I am. I wasn't born in Wisconsin. I was actually born in Iowa. My parents are Hawkeyes. So,
Unfortunately.
Go Badgers.
Yeah. So they, my dad took a teaching job here at what was then Wausau High School.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we moved here. I was I'm too young to remember anywhere other than Wausau.
Okay.
I was very young when we moved here, and I lived in a house on East Union Avenue that they rented, which is, if you kept walking down that road and up 52 a little bit, where WXCO used to be.
Yeah, Y108.
Yep. That is where we
lived. Oh, what was the supermarket that used to be over there?
Oh, my
Dale's,
gosh.
Dale's, was it?
Well, I think it was a Dale's. Yes, and it had that little cart.
Live right over there.
I have to tell you a story about that. My dad was out washing the car, and the house that we lived on was right across, the supermarket was right there. Yeah. And our house was right here, and there was kind of a hill in the driveway. He was washing the car, and I got in the car and threw the car into reverse.
Oh, no.
Yes, almost hit the building, but fortunately, I did not.
And you didn't run him over?
No, okay. I did not run him over.
Good. How do you think that your experience growing up in Wausau impacts your job here as anchor on Channel 9?
Well, I think it helps you be a little bit more in tune or connected with some of the issues that people are talking about. Yeah. And historically as well, to know where this community has been and to see how all those pieces fit in where we're going.
Yeah. And where are we going, Melissa?
That is the question everyone wants the answer to right now.
Well, hopefully we're growing. We got those apartments going up downtown. And I mean, I think we're doing a lot of the right things in Wausau.
It's fantastic to see the growth. I mean, look behind us.
Yeah, these screens.
Yes, for the folks that can't see right now, we're looking at the cityscape of Wausau.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Live right now, what we're watching?
It is. That's live. Wow. It's not a tape. Those folks are actually driving over the bridge right now.
We're looking at about a 4 to 5 foot by 6 to 8 foot television screen behind. Well, you see it every night on the news. We're right in front of the one that you see on the news.
Yeah, just west of the river, the camera must be facing downtown. Beautiful view.
It is cool, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you worked with the same executive producer for a number of years at Channel 9?
Well, we've had several over the years.
Yeah. So GMs, do they call them?
General managers, they oversee the entire station.
Okay. Right.
Then we have the news directors, that's Brad.
Yeah.
And then our executive producer, those are the folks that are in charge of writing the newscasts and basically overseeing the stories that go into each newscast.
Okay.
Which ones to keep out of certain shows and throw them into other shows, and more writing and how the camera shots are put together. That's what they do.
And are you guys still under the belief of the whole if it bleeds, it leads sort of deal or not?
Actually, we've never really had that philosophy here.
Yeah.
And we try to make each of the shows a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I marvel sometimes, you talk about the inside industry things. People will say they're not going to watch that train wreck, but they do.
Right.
If you ask them, some of the research, well, we obviously know a lot about what people do
and your ratings,
and what they don't.
Right.
Yeah.
But and they people, just can't, it's like catnip?
It is. Yeah. Like if it's breaking news, something really big, like monumental, when you look back on like 9/11,
For instance.
I mean, where everyone was watching the TV.
Yeah.
That's something that, you know, radio and television do really well.
Yeah.
They can take you to places that you could never go.
Right.
Yeah. And now, of course, we have the internet, which can take us to those places as well.
Yeah. You've been number one in this market, all the newscasts that you're on, personally, number one for how many decades now?
Well, we...
Have you ever not been number one in the past 10 years?
We've been very fortunate. We have some fantastic people that work in this building and that are really committed to making sure that the product that we turn out is the best that we can with the manpower that we have and the resources that we have.
Yeah.
And that, as you know, that can be challenging.
Yeah, but when was the last time you weren't number one? I mean, can you remember a time?
It's been a while. It is. Yeah. And but I say that as a credit to all those people that make that happen. It's not the people that you see sitting out on the desk.
The pretty faces.
Well, I mean, it takes a lot to put a newscast on.
Yeah,
it's
right.
All those people that you don't see that are writing and checking graphics. And I'm not saying that we don't ever have problems, because Lord knows there are a lot of problems that you don't see. And part of it is having a team that can get you through that when all heck breaks loose and there's no commercials playing.
Right.
So
how many people work here?
There. About 60. So newsroom, it's probably closer to 25, I would say, somewhere in that area.
And you have to sit there on the air while breaks loose.
Yes.
And you have to, is it called vamping?
A lot of times it is.
Yeah. Which is what you just come up with things on the fly?
Well, you have to. Mm-hmm. I've seen some funny things happen over the years.
Yeah.
But we have our producers. Those are the folks that sit in the back in the control room along with the people that are switching the buttons. They will come in your ear and they'll say, say, we're going to go to break now, or they'll let you know if there's a problem, if there's breaking news, because they do that quite a bit.
Yeah.
We'll be in the middle of, you know, the first block or whatever, and all of a sudden something will happen. So you don't have a chance to pre-read any of that stuff. It just comes up and you've got to read it on those, like you see for the folks out in Radio Land right now, you can't see it, but
we're looking at teleprompters. Yeah.
Yeah. They're basically the words that someone writes and tells you what to say.
So no matter what, whatever is on there, you're going to read it.
Well, if it's correct, I will.
Like Anchorman? And the...
Yeah. That's not to say that. I've seen that happen a couple of times, too.
Right now it says, thanks for watching. See you back here tonight at 4.
Yep. The entire newscast is in there. Every single thing is captioned.
Yeah.
Because we have hearing impaired individuals as well.
And so. I remember there was a little blurb that you did, and you used to do. I don't know if it still airs, mm-hmm. but you have a hearing disability, right?
I do. Yes, I wear hearing aids. There they are.
Oh, there they are.
There they are.
Oh, very hard to see. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. I was born unable to hear, hearing loss, nerve damage for whatever reason.
Yeah. As a baby, you couldn't hear anything?
As a baby, yes. Oh. Well, I can hear. I shouldn't say I can't, but it is... I can't hear well. That would be...
With the help of the aids, you can hear well, though?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Very. And let me just use this as a moment to step out of the news. Out of the news and say, I know there are many, many people that suffer from hearing loss, and I would highly encourage anyone that does, please, 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 go see an audiologist and get yourself hearing aids.
Yeah.
They are expensive, extremely expensive, and they will change your life.
Yeah,
life-changing. They did for me. And I went, believe it or not, as a child, refused to wear hearing aids. Mm. I didn't want to be different than anyone else.
Right, yeah.
And back in those days, they were like a big box that you had to wear. And you
all
didn't.
Around, geez.
Yeah, and so I didn't. I didn't through high school. You know, I grew up around here. I went to Everest, you know, through the Everest School District. And everyone knows that you can't hear, so they grab your arm or they say, hey, you know, they compensate for you. But when I got to college, it became apparent to me that I really needed to do something.
We're not messing around in college anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
I was the kid that sat right down in the front seat, and I would always double check all my notes. Did I get this right?
Yeah,
is this correct? Did I hear them right?
Yeah.
Because I had to.
That's
and I'm
tough.
Glad I did. Yeah. But I got the hearing aids, and it's just remarkable.
But you waited until
I waited
college.
Until I actually started working in this business.
Wow.
And then I knew I could no longer do that, especially because I did a lot of courtroom reporting when I started early on in my career. And it even with the hearing aids, it's very difficult at times to hear in a courtroom. Mm. It's a big open space. And
but are those cochlear implants?
I can't have those.
Oh,
yeah.
Why?
Well, it's just it wouldn't help the kind of hearing loss that I have.
Okay.
So,
so you take those out and put them in every day?
Yep, I do.
And how old were you when you realized and your parents realized Melissa's having some hearing challenges?
I must have been, I would imagine it probably was when I was 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember being, it was because we lived here at the time and they would take me to like hearing specialists.
To try to figure it out.
Yeah.
And so when you're on the air, you have to put the earbuds in your ear. You just take the hearing aid out and you put your earbud in?
I just put that right over this.
You put it right over?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow. They do have some newer ones that can be programmed to work. Mine is not that new, so it can't be programmed quite like that. Maybe someday.
What's your daily schedule like? When do you get to work and what happens when you get here?
Well, I come in we have a meeting, a staff meeting at 9:30. I usually come in after that. Usually closer to 10 is when I come in. And then the board, which I think you've seen in there, that has all the rundown of all the stories and the people that are working on them and what show it goes into, all that stuff.
Yeah.
We go through all of that. And I do a couple different franchise pieces here, you know, like Pet Saver.
Go
to the Humane Societies and get to see all these fantastic dogs, cats, and sometimes reptiles, whatever they have. And I do Crime Stoppers in Marathon County and Portage County. When it comes to like property crimes, those really have a big impact on community members.
If someone's
breaking into your business and stealing your stuff or your storage unit, whatever, stealing your stuff, I mean, that's a violation of your personal space.
Yeah, for sure.
It
doesn't feel good.
No, and it costs people a lot of money.
Yeah.
So those are primarily what most of the police agencies focus on. on
okay.
these days.
What's your favorite type of story to cover?
Well, early on, I would have told you I really enjoyed doing the court stories. Mm-hmm. I don't do those anymore. It's been a long time since I've done one of those. I like doing the Jefferson Awards.
Yeah.
Those I really enjoy doing those because it's a way for us to focus on people in our communities here in North Central Wisconsin who are really doing some fantastic things that you might not have heard of.
Right.
They're giving their time, volunteering their time to make your community a better place to live. And they really make a difference. They have a huge impact on the people that live in North Central Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's great.
And did you create that award personally?
I did not. Oh. It is part of a national project.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, it was started, I think it was 1972, Jackie Kennedy Onassis, wow. Sam Beard, and one other individual who escapes my memory right now, started that as a way to recognize people who are community volunteers.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know that. That's fascinating.
Now we do.
Yeah.
That's great.
Were you around, am I going back too far if I talk about like Lori Eastger and Rambo and those stories?
I covered every one of those.
Oh,
I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the, whatchamacallit, those murders, what were those two brothers?
Are you talking about the Coons family murders?
The Coons family murders.
That was out in Athens, That was a July 4th, I remember. I was working. It was a very warm day. I remember the story vividly, and it was extremely hot that day. We went out there. I can still see, and we've used the file video so many times that, but it took many years to...
crack that case, right?
Crack that case, yes.
Do you view yourself as an investigative reporter on that case then at that point, or?
I don't know if I would say I was an investigative reporter, because I think we were just all at that time just trying to make
heads or tails
of what had happened.
For those people that don't know, can you give us a little recap of that story?
A recap, yes. It was July 4th, Athens Fair was taking place, and there was a family, the Coons family, Helen, Randy, Clarence, Irene, and I think I'm missing one, but they had gone to the Athens Fair that day, and when they came home, someone walked into the house and shot Randy. I left him dead at the doorway, and most of the rest of them were found in their beds or various locations throughout the house, and it went unsolved for quite some time.
Yeah.
They did make an arrest. They made an arrest, and that was Chris Jacobs III had been arrested for that and charged, but he did have a jury trial, and he was acquitted.
Wow.
He was acquitted, and then after that, he was tried for kidnapping Helen, because her body had not been found.
Wow.
The other family members were all in the house.
Yeah.
And
that was 91, 92? What year was that?
I want to say it was in the 80s. I want to say 1987, but I can't, it's been a long time. I can't remember the exact year.
It's a little Melissa Langman news trivia for Melissa Langman.
Yeah.
Oh, well done, you passed. Melissa, but some of these stories must really wrench your heart. I mean, what stories stick out as being the most emotionally challenging for you?
I think actually that one right there, the Coons murders, because we invested, when I speak of time, I learned more from that case than any other legal case that I ever covered.
To this day?
To this day.
Wow.
Because I was a young reporter and I sat in the court. It took almost a month, that trial in the Marathon County Courthouse. So you don't know a lot of the legal terms, and you have to learn how to think quickly, ask questions, and make sure that you understand all the different terms that they're using.
Yeah.
And that was a great experience for a young reporter. It took a long, long time.
And just emotionally invested. I'm sure you were just emotionally invested in the tragedy of
that
situation.
Well, it is. It's a terrible story.
Right.
You think about it. A family literally wiped off the map.
Yeah.
And for what?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and for what? And day at the fair, and they come home, and that happened. Yeah, it's got to be emotional to cover that over days.
With any of your stories, how do you leave it at work?
Well...
Or don't you?
I don't know. I don't think that you ever really leave the stories. I think it does change you.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes it's important that you keep that stuff with you, because I think it gives you more compassion for what people are going through.
But it doesn't desensitize you, or does it?
No, I don't think it does. Yeah. I mean, because I think a lot of people don't really pay attention to the... Mm-hmm. To them, it's not real.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you talk to any firefighter or police officer, anyone who has to deal with things like that, things that are really heavy, it does affect you, but I think it gives you humanity too. If we just go around and act like things aren't happening and that there aren't bad things happening, I don't think that's realistic either.
What, have you ever cried on the air?
I've come close many, many times. There, I mean, gosh, a lot. I mean, I'll come out of a story and there'll be, you know, or if you know somebody, there have been occasions where, because I grew up here, I know people sometimes. Yeah. And you hope that you don't do that, but there are occasions where
you get choked
there
up.
Are people that you know that may have had legal troubles or
yeah.
you know,
a tragedy of some sort.
Were killed.
Yeah.
And that happened too.
That's got to be hard.
That's got to be tough.
Who was your inspiration growing up? Who inspired you to get into this industry?
Oh, gosh. My parents, I guess, in some ways, because they were both educators, teachers.
Are they still with us?
My mother passed away 2 years ago, and my dad is still alive, but he is at Mountview at the care center now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his mind is fine, but
that's
his body...
That's where my dad is.
Is he really?
Yeah, at Mountview.
You're kidding. Well,
no.
We have to get together.
Yeah. What floor? Third.
Melissa?
Second.
Okay, that's why you guys don't run into each other. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. And your husband, correct me if I'm wrong, played for the New York Mets?
Oh, no, that's my brother.
Your brother.
Yeah,
okay.
My brother. No.
You're not married to your brother. Okay,
no,
got
no,
it.
No.
All right.
Or he was drafted. Oh, don't worry.
Okay, yeah.
We're not going to have a studio after we're through with it.
Yeah, Wausau Business Show comes in and wreaks havoc on TV9.
Lead story.
Tune in tonight. But your brother played for the New York Mets?
He was drafted out of high school.
Oh.
Yes, that was, I think, 1988. Yeah, when he graduated from high school.
He played for the Evergreens?
He played for the Evergreens.
Okay.
Yes, he did. And then he made it up to AAA.
Wow.
So played for a couple years.
Fun.
Even that's one in a million. Every kid wants to be a baseball player when they grow up, you know?
Well,
and you're married and you have children?
I do. I have one son, yes. Going to see him this weekend.
Oh, fun.
And he lives in Chicago.
Oh,
so,
great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. How did you meet your husband?
My husband and I went to high school together.
Oh,
of course.
High school sweethearts. That's Ryan, too.
Leave it to Melissa Langvin to marry her high school sweetheart. No wonder everybody loves her.
Yeah.
What a lucky guy.
1980.
All right. Did he go to Oshkosh, too?
He did.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we both
so you've been together a long time.
And my son went to Oshkosh.
Oh, great.
As well.
What line of work is your husband in?
He's a banker.
Okay. Oh, nice.
What does your son do in Chicago?
He is now officially, he worked as an associate, what is it? He works for an insurance company.
Okay.
So he is now a full-time, I can't think of what the title is. He just got his title this week, so he's got a fantastic
job.
Broker? Yeah, good vice president.
Yes, he's and he works right downtown. He just loves it.
Does he live in the city?
He lives on the north side. Loves it. Right. I don't know if you know where that golf course is.
I do. On the lake?
Yep. Right
yeah.
He lives right.
Yeah,
I can look right down there and see the golf course.
Like in Lakeview or area? Yeah.
On North Lake
north
Shore
of that.
Drive.
Yeah.
On, he lives on North Marine Drive. Right
okay.
There.
Yep.
So it's by the Disney Magnet School.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I played that golf course a few times. So.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I lived there for 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Not well. He didn't play it well.
Yeah,
but
I hit a lot in the lake.
But Melissa, you received the Carol Brewer Award.
Yes.
Which is a very prestigious journalism award. What year was that?
Oh, gosh. Don't ask me what year
okay.
it was. I can't
remember.
No more quizzing.
That was a few years ago.
It was a few years ago. Eric still worked here then.
Eric Morotek, and he's back.
And he's back.
He is back, yes.
Welcome back, Eric.
Yeah. Should have brought him out.
Yeah. But what went into winning that award?
Well, I had to be nominated for it.
Yeah.
Someone nominated me for that.
Yeah.
And it just recognizes
nationally.
Individuals for, you know, journalism.
Yeah,
for,
outstanding journalism.
Quite the honor, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
What are your future goals?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. That's the beauty of this business is it changes every single day. It's never the same.
Right.
You come in and it's not like I leave at the end of the day and I have this stack of papers waiting to be worked on.
Right.
And you don't know where you're going to go sometimes. I mean, especially when you're younger. When I was younger, every day was a new adventure. It's like, well, what are we going to do today?
Yeah.
What's everybody talking about today? What's important in the community today?
Yeah. And that in large part is probably why you've been able to do this at Channel 9 for over 30 years.
I know. That's
congratulations.
I remember coming. I was a cheerleader at DC Everest.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked on the telethons.
Oh, yeah.
For
Jerry Lewis?
Yeah. It was Jerry Lewis.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And actually, they had a set up right over in that corner there. And I remember we came in here and answered phones for the
I think there's
the
a picture
telethon.
Of that I've seen. Yeah.
I do remember coming in the studio.
And is that when you got the bug?
Well, no. Actually, like I said, I got sidetracked on that last question.
Yeah.
So we'll go back.
Your mom
there.
And dad.
Yeah. My mom and dad, yes. Because they were consumers of news. They watched the news and read the newspaper. And I did that a lot when I was younger. And then when I went to, I guess it would have been, well, even actually when I went to Weston Elementary, we would do like those little newspaper things. They were mimeographed things.
Yeah.
They'd put together, you know, you'd do little short little snippets of news stories. And then the same thing in junior high. By the time we got to high school, they actually had some media classes that you could take.
Mm-hmm. At Everest, okay.
Yeah, and they had a radio station. It was low power that would go out in the community.
Yeah.
And so I kind of thought about doing a lot of those things, worked for the school newspaper. So I knew I was going to go into news before I went to Oshkosh.
Who were your parents watching when you were growing up?
Well, we didn't have many options back then. You have
three.
To remember, there were only three.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm sure it was probably Walter Cronkite.
And what's your favorite thing about Wausau? As a native Wausaunian who's worked and covered the beat.
Well, you're not covering the beat. They don't say that anymore because you're the anchor, right? You have to be out a reporter covering the beat. Okay, so I stand corrected there. Let me get my terminology right. But covering Wausau, covering Wausau for, you know, decades, what's your favorite thing about Wausau?
I think it's the people. I think it's a really low, laid back place to live. It's very, people are welcoming here.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's a welcoming community, and it's also a place where you can raise your kids, and I don't think that you have a lot of fear about really bad, negative things happening. Mm-hmm. I remember growing up here and thinking, what a great place this was to live. I considered myself so fortunate, and I'm glad my son was able to grow up here as well.
Yeah.
I mean, where else can you go? We have great schools here, fantastic schools, and not just in the Wausau area, but throughout North Central Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're very, very blessed to have that.
Agreed.
What's your favorite thing to do for fun?
Oh, gosh. Well, I like to spend time with my friends. I have a group of really close girlfriends from high school. We've been friends since junior high, actually, and we're all still real close.
Us, too.
Do you?
Yeah, us, too.
We've known each other since seventh grade.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding me.
He's been picking on me since seventh grade.
No. Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful, though. But isn't it great to have a relationship? It
goes back that far,
And you don't have to explain the stories.
Exactly.
You just can pick up right where you left off. But what's really amazing is when I get together with my girlfriends, that group, how some people will remember some things and then others will have no recollection of that whatsoever.
Yeah, so they'll remember it differently.
It's interesting. Unbelievable?
What do you guys like to do?
Oh, well, my best girlfriend is down in Madison, so I spend a lot of time down there.
Oh, yeah.
So she lives on the lake and I get to just sit out on the pier and soak up the rays.
Relax. Yeah.
You don't need a boat when you have a friend with a boat.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I do like to spend time with my friends. I like to golf.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not good.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Same.
Where's your favorite place to go in Wausau for, like, dinner, you and your husband?
I like Carmelo's.
Oh, big fan.
Big fan. I tried to go there last night, but they were too busy.
I do like Pine View, too. Or Pinewood.
Pinewood Supper Club. Yeah,
one of the most iconic supper clubs.
And Wish. I like Wish, of course. But I like Carmelo's.
Yeah, Carmelo's is kind of a classic.
Yes, it is.
I like it, too.
Yeah. They make you feel so welcome.
Yeah,
they do. Exactly. Have you covered the future of Carmelo's at all yet? We keep hearing a Wausau business rumor that Carmelo's is being sold.
Yes, I've heard that, but we haven't covered it for a news story.
Yeah, it's never really been confirmed, has it?
No.
It's kind of been a rumor the whole time. It hasn't, you know. So.
Yeah, what are the big news stories coming up in the next couple of weeks here for you?
Well, I think for everyone, it's largely been the election. I think a lot of people keeping their eye on that.
Yeah.
Back to school, of course.
Right.
I think that's huge here, especially when you live in an area like we do, where this community, Wausau, the Everest School District, Marshfield, Rapids, everywhere, Moseny, whatever, our communities invest a lot in our schools.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's a lot of really good things happening in our schools.
Yeah.
We're lucky to have such fantastic teachers in this area.
Yeah, man.
Very, very lucky when you hear stories from other places about how great the education is that the students get in this area.
Okay, quick rapid fire questions just to wrap it up here, Melissa.
Okay.
Rapid fire. Favorite food?
Oh, I like filet.
Okay, steak, okay. Yep. Favorite song of all time?
Favorite song?
Your favorite song of all time?
Oh, Dream On, Aerosmith.
Oh, cool.
I like that, yeah. I wasn't expecting that. A favorite movie of all time?
The Notebook.
Oh, yeah.
that's
no, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, I know that was a downer.
Favorite.
But it's a great story.
It is.
Yeah, yeah, it's tearjerker. Okay. Helpless Romantic, Melissa Langben. And your favorite TV show?
I have to be honest, I don't watch a lot of TV.
Okay.
I don't watch a lot of
Interesting.
TV.
Interesting.
If I do, it's usually news.
Yeah, either the competition or the national news or what have you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well, ask me what my favorite TV show is.
Paul, what's your favorite TV show?
The 6 o'clock news on Channel 9. Yay!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Melissa Langben.
Thank you, Melissa.
A lot of fun.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Take care.
Richard Nixon back again, moonshot, Woodstock, Watergate, punk rock, Bacon, Reagan, Palestine, terror on the airline, Ayatollahs in Iran, Russians in Afghanistan, Wheel of Fortune, Sally Ride, heavy metal, suicide, foreign debts, homeless vets, AIDS, crack, Bernie gets, hypodermics on the shore, China's under martial law, rock and roll, a cola wars, I can't take it anymore.
We didn't start the fire. The world's been turning. We didn't start the fire, but when we are gone, will it still burn on and on and on and on and on and on and on?
Transmitting from the top of Rib Mountain State Park, this is the one and only Wausau Business Show.
Hi, this is Mark Craig. Come visit Compass Properties 3rd Street Lifestyle Center. Support locally owned businesses in downtown Wausau. The Pinery, The Chocolate Cafe, Forward Beverage, Polito's Pizza, Lemongrass, Chow, Jimmy John's, Isaac's, Magnolia Soap and Bath, Modern Gents, Campbell Haynes Menswear, Tanya's Bridal, Asian Massage, Reflexology Center, and listen to 98.9 Bull Falls Radio. Shop local at the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center in beautiful downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
At Reuter Ware, we challenge the notion that sophisticated legal practices only exist in major metropolitan areas. Our team chooses to live and work in communities where many people only vacation or pass through. We enjoy a quality of life and have an excellent work-life balance, while still practicing exciting, challenging law in Wausau, Eau Claire, Green Bay, and Wisconsin Rapids. Since 1920, we've been doing what we want and where we want to do it. Find us at reuterware.com.
The Wausau Business Show.
The number one show for and about Wausau. Every Saturday morning, 8 to 9. And available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Alexa. Visit wausaubusiness.com for more details.
Then you're left in the dust. Unless I stuck by you. You're a sunflower. I think your love would be too much. Or you'd be left in the dust. Unless I stuck by you.
Wausau Business Show is on the air and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
And we are listening to the Wausau Business Show with you. Thank you. And hopefully you got a chance to go to REI.
Oh, the sunflowers
there. Yeah. Speaking of Post Malone and sunflowers, you did?
Yeah.
Jimmy and Emmy got a big sunflower?
They got a bunch and took them to all the neighbors.
Can you take as many as you want?
I think we did.
So there's this really cool new store in downtown Wausau, Paul, called Norwegian Wood.
Yeah, I heard about that.
After the Beatles, I believe.
I think.
Let's go check it out.
Let's go.
The Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
Let's get down to business. Let's get down to business.
Wandering Wausau to get the beat on the street.
All right, so here we are at Norwegian Wood, Paul. What's your name? You're the proprietor?
I'm Gabrielle Shire, and absent is Tristan Shire.
Oh, that's your other half.
It's my other half.
You're the better half.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And it's called Norwegian Wood, right next to Yankee Bookstore, right across from BMO Harris, the old M&I. What made you want to start this store?
So I've been a hairstylist for 7 years downtown here at Terra Dia Salon.
Cool.
So plug them. And
we
you think of Paul's hair? He's obsessed with his hair.
It's pretty. It's nice. I like the wave pattern in there. Yeah.
He does it himself.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good. When was the last time you had a hair cut and didn't do it yourself?
Well, I've lived here in Wausau for 6 years, and I've been to get it cut once at your place over there.
Oh, wow.
Well, I hope you had a good experience.
What?
Not good enough to come back, but it was good.
Okay. Did she do it?
No.
Oh, okay.
You look like you cut your own hair.
I do cut my own hair, too. Yeah, I started in COVID.
As well.
Yeah, thanks. My wife thinks it should be longer, but, you know, it's easy to do the buzz cut.
Yeah.
So you worked over there, and you've been working there for how long?
7 years.
And you've just been looking at this location right across the street basically every day, dreaming of this, or?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Just my clients for the last 7 years and myself have been complaining there's not enough places to shop downtown, and yeah. Then one day I'm just like, Tristan, why don't we do something like that? I love shopping. I get in trouble for shopping. Why don't we make it into something, you know, that we could do together?
Cool. What does your husband do?
He works at UPS.
So this is your part-time job? You still go and cut hair on the side too then?
Mondays and Tuesdays I'm doing hair.
And he works at UPS full time?
Yep.
Wow, that is wild.
Busy people.
Yeah.
We want to keep investing into the business until we're full, and then maybe we can both quit our jobs. But for now, we're going to double duty it and see how it goes.
Very cool. Well, did you guys design all the build out and everything? Do you have a retail background, or how did you come up with what this looks like? Because it looks really cool.
Okay, so no retail background, no business background.
Very cool. Well, you got to balance a checkbook. It's pretty much as simple as that.
We're learning something new every day. Yeah, I designed it. It's very similar to my house. I mean, this is just our aesthetic. We like this vibe. We like cozy. We like fun colors, textures, patterns.
Yeah, it's funky. You got something playing on the record player over there too, and it's got a cool vibe.
Yep, incense burning, records playing, and
you have men's and women's. It looks like clothes, shoes, everything.
Yeah, I tried to incorporate everything, every size out there. I tried to get a little bit of everything, see what goes, see what people like, and
candles and all sorts of stuff.
And what's downstairs?
Downstairs is used vinyl records. There's probably 3,000 to 5,000 of them.
Oh, we got to check that out.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name down there?
So Gary's down there. He was previously at River District Antiques, and unfortunately they closed. They are reopening somewhere, but
yeah. I remember Tim White talking about how cool of a record store they had in the River District Antiques. Yeah. So he moved that to here.
Plus some. He had a garage full, he had storage full, and he just has way more room down there. He has CDs, so he's
got quite a following, right?
Yeah, we've had a lot of people that are like, Gary's here? I'm like, yeah, he's downstairs.
That's super cool. And it's called Gary's Vinyl Shop, or what do you call it?
Well, we named it Gary's Record Room.
Oh, cool.
He's a little humble, so that was not his idea. But
we'll have to go down there and talk to him.
Yes, go down, and I'm not sure if he's on lunch still, but he might be down there.
Cool, so how's business been so far? Is this like your third week, or how long have you been open?
So Art Fest weekend we opened. That was great. Yeah. We were kind of blocked by tents, so it was, you know, catch 22.
Yeah.
But it was great nonetheless, and this week has been kind of picking up as the days go on. So
yeah, very
the first weekend this weekend.
It's kind of one of the only cool hip places to shop for clothes in downtown Wausau. I mean, we've got a women's store and we've got a men's store, but none like this, and nothing, you know, oh, here come some customers.
Yeah, we are trying to bring something new and different, but also complement all the cool businesses down here. So
definitely
everybody's been so welcoming. Every business has sent people here and congratulated us, and it's been awesome.
All right, welcome to Norwegian Wood. Thanks for stopping by. Go see Gary. We don't know if he's on lunch still.
Is he hired as the official welcomer?
Yeah, you can stay here all day.
And how did you come up with the name?
It's a Beatles song.
I figured. Okay. Yeah. Simple as that.
We're a big music family. We have a 15-year-old. She collects vinyls. We collect vinyls. And we love the Beatles. So
very cool. And you've always been into kind of fashion?
Yeah. I love clothes. I love hair. I love makeup. I love all that stuff.
And is your husband a pretty fashionable guy too? Or
absolutely not. That's where the vinyls come in. He's like, what am I going to do there? I'm like, well, you've always wanted a vinyl store, and there's not a lot of places to get like new vinyls around here either. You know, Target has a few, but we wanted to get like everything under the sun. So
very cool. Well, we're gonna head down there.
All right.
You keep working up here, I guess.
Congrats.
Thank you very much.
Real quick, what are your hours?
We are Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6. Sunday, we're gonna be open 10 to 2.
Okay. Well, we're gonna go down and check in the records.
All right, thank you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're walking down the stairs. This is a cool vibe here. Look at this, Bon Jovi. You got Bon and Bob here.
Looking at each other.
Wilson Phillips. Remember them?
Yeah, how can I forget?
Oh, this is very cool. Posters coming down the steps here. Watch your step, Paul. There's Elvis, and Gary's Record Room is here. What's that called? A neon sign.
Yeah, Gary's.
There's a lot of people down here at Gary's. Hi, we're Ryan and Paul from the Wasup Business Show. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. What did you pick up?
Straper to hell with the devil.
Is that for you or for your better half?
It's for my better half.
Oh, okay. It's for him, isn't it?
No, it's actually for me. I'm the one that had the collection of Striper. So
cool.
Yes.
Striper. Where are they from? Never heard of that band.
Striper, I have.
Have you?
They're from the United States. Yeah, they're a Christian rock band.
Christian rock. All right, cool.
In the 80s.
Cool. All right, love the 80s. Nice meeting you.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Speaking of the 80s, Paul, check this poster out over here. This is, I don't want to be too disruptive. There's quite a few people. This guy's wearing a Dolly Parton shirt. That's cool. You a big fan? Are you looking at for Dolly Parton records, sir?
It's ma'am.
Ma'am, sorry. I apologize.
That's a cool shirt.
Very cool shirt.
If I can find it.
Yeah. Are you looking for Dolly?
I don't know what I'm looking for. Just looking.
Oh, just checking. Yeah, yeah. This is cool. The Beach Boys, Friday, August 16th. What year was that? Looks, it's when the Beach Boys played at State Park Speedway. I was talking to Duff Damos the other day. He said he emceed it.
Oh, cool. Duff. Hey, Duff.
Ticket outlets. You could buy tickets at the T-shirt. Shop. Remember the T-Shop?
How can I forget?
Oh, and the exclusive company. Aircraft opened for the Beach Boys at 6 o'clock. Gates opened at 5. So is Gary down here? It doesn't look like it.
He's on lunch.
We heard. Yeah.
I talked to him quick.
I wonder where he's at lunch.
Thousands of records. I heard 3,000 or something.
Yeah, beautiful. Crazy. B-52s. Well, thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA, everybody. Have a good day.
Records.
Yeah. Enjoy the music. We'll get out of your hair. The Ramones, the Beatles. Well, this has been great.
Yeah, this is awesome. You got to check it out.
I really put my foot in my mouth there, didn't I?
Yeah, that happens.
Hey, this is Maggie Deloy from the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. Because of donor generosity, we award grants to local nonprofits that meet a variety of needs in our community. We recently awarded Stable Hands Equine Therapy Center a Wausau Marathon County Impact Grant to help build an addition to their barn arena. Have you experienced the magic of horses? Stable Hands harnesses that magic to provide horse-based therapy. From children with special needs to veterans facing PTSD, their horses bring hope and healing. See the difference Stable Hands is making and check out their new barn addition in our latest Impact Grant video. In just a few minutes, you'll get a glimpse of how a simple connection with a horse can bring about profound changes, improving confidence, reducing anxiety, and fostering peace and well-being. These are real stories from real people right here in our community. Go to the Community Foundation's website, cfonCW.org, and click on Stories to watch the Stable Hands video today.
I'm Steve Croft.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Ryan Gallagher.
I'm Bob Simon.
I'm Paul Grinsel.
I'm Morrison.
I'm Scott Pellett.
Those stories and Andy Root tonight on 60 Minutes.
Wausau Business Show. Broadcasting from Wausau, Wisconsin. The city credited by executive producer and founder of 60 Minutes, Don Hewitt. Helping 60 Minutes get its national start on the CBS television network.
Well, that was cool, Paul. Yeah, we're just walking down, looking at the 400 block, the string project going on.
There's Sean Wright.
There's Sean Wright. Hey, Sean.
Hello. You never know who you run into. Yeah. Radio stars. I'm honored.
We're
honored.
We're honored. Grand Theater Executive Director Sean Wright. Sean, you got your Packer shoes on, I see, huh?
I do, you know. Got to support the Pack before the home opener. Yeah. And
Indianapolis,
you know. I'm actually off to Indianapolis to help start booking some shows for next season, so I will spend Sunday in enemy territory.
Oh, you're going to be in Indianapolis?
I'm going to be in Indianapolis during the game on Sunday. Wow. So, yes, I will.
Will you be wearing your Packer gear?
Absolutely be wearing my Packer gear.
All right. I can applaud for that.
Who do you got coming up at the Grand? Anybody cool?
Yeah, it's a really busy stretch ahead. You know, Daniel O'Donnell, the Irish singer, Who's Live Anyway, and, of course, the show that I know we're all most excited about, Ben Folds.
Ben Folds.
Sponsored by the Wausau Business Show.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, nice one, India, Sean.
All right, Sean.
All right,
Take care.
Have a good trip.
All right. So congratulations to Norwegian Wood.
Love it.
I think I'm going to be a regular there.
I'm going to go.
Before we leave today, don't forget the Friend of a Friend competition is launching.
Yes. $10,000 to the winner.
At least $10,000. And we're working on sponsors to get first, second, and third place. So as many sponsors as we can get, but we'll start at January 1st. And the way that you win the Friend of a Friend competition is you just sign up and recruit as many people to move to our beautiful city.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about Wausau, Paul?
That big mound of dirt we're staring at right across the way.
Oh, yeah. That is the biggest mound of dirt I've ever seen right outside the Children's Imaginarium and Hom Furniture.
Looking forward to see what that mound of dirt becomes.
So the Friend of a Friend competition, we're going to fill that apartment complex up with all new Wausonians.
That's
going to be great. More details on that as we finalize them, but we just want to get everybody kind of thinking about who they might ask to move, and the person that wins is going to win a big old chunk of cash.
Yeah, so get jazzed up and let's start recruiting.
Who's on the show next week, Paul?
Next week, we have the CEO of the Green Heck Foundation, Pam Jackson.
They give away like $2 million a year to various causes in Wausau.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And we're going to the top of the Dudley Tower where Pam's office is at the Green Heck Foundation.
Gonna be a hell of a view.
PA and Esther Green Heck Foundation CEO, Pam Jackson. I can't wait to run around up there. Thank you, Mr. Dick Dudley.
Yes.
So until next week from high atop Rib Mountain, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And this has been a Wausau Business Show transmission.
The end.
Lonely road, take me home, take me home. Lonely road, I'ma go downtown. Ain't been in a long time. I'm taking back Sundays since you took away my life. There's some things that I know now. Couple songs that I'd rewrite. Start over like Mondays. Pouring strong on a weeknight. See, I hear the devil wears Prada, but I couldn't read the tags. And your horn starts showing when I see you mad. But I wait for you, cause this is not the face I knew. And I probably could've said this, but instead I let us crash. Cause I don't trust no one to love me bad. But you say I do, and this is not the place for you. Lonely road, take me home.
In Wausau Business Show Transmission. Allreiz Reserve 2024.